So welcome to your self-care on board with Geraldine Hardy. I like to speak to you about my upcoming book, which is Moments That Matter, A Journey of Healing, Remembering, and Unbecoming. It's a project very dear to me. I always dreamt of being able to write a book about my family, my heritage, and yeah, the healing journey. Now, this is not going to be a typical self-help book. We read many of these. It's not going to be a book like The Secret and How to Manifest Abundance, Prosperity. It's going to be about the fact that it's easier to manifest anything you want if you have healed certain layers. Because anything that you manifest is pretty much based on your level of healing at that time and space. Meaning if you are still manifesting from a traumatized inner child wound where you had the fear of not being good enough, no matter how much money you manifest, you will lose it again. This is the key to understand that. So I kind of had to go through a whole reset period, which took me about 3 years in the last years. Yeah, I had a tumor in my left breast, which was luckily benign, but I did not have any surgery. That's a key notion to understand. I made a conscious decision that I knew exactly where this emotional wounding was from. So I made it my purpose and my mission to heal it from my past and this trauma. Of course, I use also modern science and medical interventions like longevity technology, regenerative medicine like personalized infusions, Dr. Carter in Bologna, my doctor, and also part of the Alina Protocol, which is actually a trademark and intellectual property part of Align Within, my company in Dubai. Yes, I have a company in Dubai. Don't want to hear anyone on this channel to give me shit about Dubai. Okay, it's just not going to be welcomed. Do you know Dubai? Have you lived there? And do you live there now? Sorry, that's a little intermezzo. So anyways, I made it my purpose to heal myself from the benign tumor and an autoimmune disorder that I got when I was a small child in Indonesia. And I always had it slipping in my body, and it always came up when I was just about to burn out. So I was bedridden for weeks and weeks with high fever and had chronic fatigue syndrome. So I was like, schachmate, I could not do anything. That happened a couple of times in my life. So in order for me to eradicate everything, as you have seen in the last series with Despa Pushiri, I actually also used naturopathy, clinical hypnotherapy, specifically energy healing from trauma and past life regression sessions, where I'm certified in, and I also coach people on these healing techniques. So saying this book is about the healing journey and what I have observed, how many karmic cycles have repeated themselves. In order for the reader, for the audience, for you to be inspired to understand what are the moments that matter to you in your life that shifted a certain consciousness level or gave you a rough awakening, and you just were able to see it only from a victimhood perspective instead of actually taking responsibility and being able to really step up to the game. Now I'm going to read a very short passage of my book, and this is the time where I was living in Dubai in 2007, and I was living in Cameroon and in Tanzania and Madrid, and came back to the UK, worked in private aviation. Yes, I know people love this whole luxury bullshit, but it was a time that I was chasing something certain that made me feel better about myself and made me feel like I was worth it. And I don't know really what is supposed to be worth it. Because our self-worth should not be anyhow dependent on external circumstances. So, and I just arrived in Dubai and I worked for Abu Dhabi Yacht Show. Yes, also owned by Informa, that actually owns Monaco Yacht Show. And I did a whole branding. And at that time, we called it prestige, excellence, exclusivity, and all that. Yeah, Anyways, I'm writing here. This is a moment that was a really important moment for me. And maybe it's going to trigger some people here, and I'm not telling you, I'm not reading this out loud to anyhow want to trigger you, nor to actually come from a place of victimhood. Our relationship never stood on solid ground. He avoided proximity. I reached for a connection. The more I tried, the further he withdrew. There was no intimacy. I endured it, mistaking endurance for love. The first time he pushed and lifted me against a wall, he accused me of exaggerating. After I asked him to go to bed as he had an important meeting, but the way I did it was not elegant at all, as I closed his laptop where he was talking to his friends on Skype and he threw the PlayStation controller after me, hitting me. The second time, my appendix ruptured. While he did not believe me that I had the pain, he pushed me against the floor. And hit me against the floor again. I took a taxi to the hospital when I realized it was real, when my body finally forced my attention. I told him I did not want to see him again after the operation. He stayed the whole night. Inside, I had already left. One thing must never be underestimated: the female strategist. When I leave emotionally or professionally, I plan quietly, thoroughly. I had already resigned from the exhibition's job, which was Abu Dhabi Hochschule. I could not continue working under a man who earned triple my salary, took credit for my work, and required me to manage reputational damage while absorbing personal harm. I moved into real estate. I was good at it. Sold off-plan units, but it never felt right selling something that did not yet exist. This was 2008. Lehman Brothers had collapsed. The world was destabilizing. Dubai, however, remained suspended in battle. Before the appendix ruptured, there has been another moment of clarity. Bruises on my arms. I went dancing anyway, looked in the mirror, saw the truth without negotiation. This is not love. The exit had already been planned, and remember how his Austrian friend used to say, maybe Geraldine is bipolar. That's why she acts this way. Yeah, at that time it was okay for men to say things like that if you did not act accordingly. No, I was not bipolar. I was just a woman going through a rough awakening. After the operation, I was relieved when he left for Libya for a month. Space saved me. I waited for one final transaction to close a labor camp sale from Indian Tanzanian owners to a Swiss investment firm via a Finnish contact who knew my ex-husband. From $5 million deal, I earned 40,000 dirhams, loud on laughing. Now I know I got screwed over, but hey, it saved me at that time. But I paid my team. Their salaries had been withheld, a common practice at that time. I made sure they were compensated. Then I left. Soon after, I ended that relationship. So this is a moment which shows exactly, because of my self-worth issues that I had, it was okay to attract a similar kind of character in my professional life as well in my private life, and continue to do so, attracting these characters. But it was something within me that I did not heal, and the lesson came back and back again. So I had to turn this around. So no matter how much I left the situation, I took these lessons with me because I did not fulfill them. My book, Moments That Matter, A Journey of Healing, Remembering, and Unbecoming, goes through exactly that. And I encourage you, if you have the courage, I encourage you if you have the courage, no, if you have the guts and the grit to look at your own life and take responsibility. Namaha, namaste.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.